Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable. It is time for Let's Talk About Jesus right here on our website, and in particular, the point to ponder on our broadcast today is Christmas, hope for a sin-darkened world. Not just Christmas hope, but Christmas itself is a hope given by our great and wonderful Heavenly Father to a sin-darkened world. This is the wonderful message of Christmas. This is the essence of Christmas, that God would send His only begotten, pure, immaculate, sinless Son into a sin-darkened, wicked, evil world full of wicked and evil people. You say, Pastor, I'm a good person. I'm not talking about how good or ungood we are or you are or I am. I'm talking about until we are born again, we're born into a sin-darkened world. And the seeds of wickedness have already been sown in us. Something corrupted this world when Adam sinned and abdicated his authority and dominion in the garden to the devil. That's how Satan became what God never authorized him to be. He took that authority, got that authority, when Adam obeyed what he had decreed instead of what God had declared. Thou shalt not eat of the fruit of this tree. Amen. And when he did eat of it, he abdicated his authority and dominion, and a seed was sown of evil and wickedness, and it is passed down since Adam in every successive generation to our generation, and if Jesus tarries, to every generation to come. Unless we come to Christ and we are born again. That's why we must be born again. And when we're born again, amen, it said God's seed, not the seed that has been transferred from Adam who sinned to every successive generation. There has been a seed of wickedness. The heart of man, all mankind, is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things, the Scripture declares. Who can know it? God knows it. And He knows that without something to transform us, transfigure us, bring us into a brand new birth. Amen. That cancels out the seed of the seeds of rebellion, the seeds of wickedness, the seeds of darkness, and let the seed of light and life come forth within us. Praise God. That's the message of Christmas. That's why there's hope for a sin-darkened world, and every person who has a sin-darkened heart. That's why the Bible said that the best of us, at the best of us, there's none that doeth good according to God's standard of goodness. There's none, therefore, righteous. And it's reiterated, no, not one. How is God going to save us from ourselves, from our sin, from the seed of wickedness that is born into the best of us? How is He going to do that? He's going to do it by sending His Son to take our place upon the cross, bear our punishment for our sins, so that we could be reconciled unto Him, and something called regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit can occur, a mystical, not magical, but mystical by all means, supernatural event that occurs when we are baptized into Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And we become a new creation. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, and when I say baptized into Him, I'm not talking about water baptism. This occurs after a spiritual transaction has occurred. by the Holy Spirit. We are baptized by the Holy Spirit into Jesus Christ. And if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away and all things are becoming new. And that's what happens in water baptism. It symbolizes this spiritual baptism, this spiritual interaction and transaction with God. We are buried with Him in baptism and raised with Him by resurrection power to walk in the newness of life. Dear friends of mine, I want to declare today that we were not created for a fallen world. When God made Adam and Eve, it was not for the world as it is today. We were not created for a fallen world, a sin-darkened world, without God and without hope. We were not spiritually, emotionally, or mentally wired for the world as it is today. Christians are feeling the same pressure that anyone else feels. That many times if we don't keep our eyes on Jesus, if we don't keep our minds renewed by the Word of God so that faith can stay alive within us. Praise God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. We can get caught up in the same depression, the same hopelessness, because we'll begin to feel the same helplessness that people without God and therefore without hope are feeling in this world as it is today. And everybody knows that the self-help gurus tell us to be confident, to be resilient, to be positive, become self-reliant. And yet, drug abuse and alcoholism, depression and suicide are still plaguing people in the post-modern world. Self-help books top the list of bestsellers. The army of chemicals, the array rather of chemicals from the pharmaceutical companies to rewire our troubled minds to make them more positive. Amen. Yet mind numbing, mood shifting drugs only treat the symptoms, not the disease of hopelessness. Because of our helplessness to cope with the reality of living in a fallen world, in a faulty body. And I'm going to mention this entity. We have an enemy in the devil. Amen. We're told to be sober and to be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So here we are. Here we are with in a fallen world, a sin-darkened world, that was darkened after the fall of Adam in the garden. Here we are in a faulty body, a corruptible body that is subject to diseases, subject to all kinds, subject definitely to aging without a doubt, subject to the mind being affected as we grow older by many things. We're subject to all of these things, and at some point, medical professionals and the greatest of medicines themselves cannot help us. And we get that helpless reality settle in that without God and the help that He offers us, we're without hope in the world. And even if we are Christian and we don't keep our faith in God and we don't look exclusively to Jesus for the help that we need, we will not find it in any substitute, because there is in reality no substitute for faith in God and trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Glory to God. Oh, dear friend of mine, let me read you a scripture today. Listen to what it says in Psalm 61. This is Christmas, and this is a time for hope. As a Christian, to hang on to that hope and let that hope make you stand out in the crowd of hopeless, helpless people. Listen to what the psalmist said. And this is David in the wilderness place. This is David not wondering where he's going to see the sunrise, whether his enemies will find him and kill him. He's in hiding. And listen to what he says. He said, from the end of the earth, Psalm 61, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When, not if, my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Verse 4 says, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. In other words, let's pause and think about that. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O Lord, hath heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those who fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, his years, as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So I will sing unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. He's promised God, if you do this, if you deliver me from my enemies that surround me, I'll give you the honor, I'll give you the glory, and I'll do it and show it by showing my gratitude to you for it, by giving you praise daily. Hallelujah. And I vow to do this, and I want to do it daily. He got up in the morning and said things like in the Psalms, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And he's not asking when he says, lead me to the rock that's higher than I, when I am overwhelmed. Amen. He's talking to God. He's not asking for someone to come along and encourage him. He's asking for God himself to encourage him and give him courage when it seems that he's being overwhelmed with fear, overwhelmed with doubt, overwhelmed with this sense of hopelessness. But you know what he's declaring? He said, it seems hopeless, but I can only be hopeless as I'm helpless, and I'm not helpless because you're a shelter for me. You're a strong tower from the enemy. Does that ring a bell of another thing David declared? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. Hallelujah. Look at verse 2. When my heart, covered with darkness and distress. Listen, when my heart is overwhelmed, covered with darkness and distress, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. The rock which is higher than I. The Geneva Study Bible puts it this way, to which without your help I cannot obtain. And James Fawcett and Brown commenting says, which otherwise I cannot ascend. Now, you remember the strong tower is a high tower, and the only way to be safe is to be hid in that tower. But he's saying, without your help to get into this place of safety and security and therefore great peace, I can't do it by myself. Matthew Henry's commentary says, the rock which is too high for me to get unless you help me get to it. I'm going to tell you today, this great message of hope of Christmas for the whole world and for us in particular as children of God means that God is for us. And to prove he is for us, he's committed himself to be with us. And because we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, Jesus Christ, and through him, God can come and live within us. So God is for us, God is with us, and God is within us. us. Hallelujah. This is the hope of Christmas, even in a sin-darkened world. We are not alone. We are not abandoned. God is with us. God is for us. But there will be times when we feel overwhelmed, covered with darkness and distress. Fear will try to grip us. And when it does, we ask God's help to help us to get back in that place of safety and security. Matthew Henry said, "Lead me to the rock which is too high for me to get unless you help me unto it." Amen. I'm so glad that God is committed to help us trust Him, to help us believe Him. Remember the man who brought his son who was demon-possessed and off cast himself into the fire? And he brought first to the disciples of Jesus, said, "Can you help him? We've heard that Jesus can deliver, but until we get to him, can you help us?" And they tried and they failed to cast the devil out. Amen. And then finally, he came to Jesus and Jesus said, "Do you believe?" And the father, because he wanted so bad to get deliverance for his son, but the disciples couldn't do it. Now he wondered if God himself, if Christ could do it. And he said, "I believe, Lord, but I love his honesty, but help thou my unbelief." Oh, friend of mine, I'm so glad that Jesus helps us when we doubt. Helps us when we struggle with our faith, when something overwhelms us. It's like a wave that comes in and it's so tall and so strong that it takes us off our feet and threatens to carry us out to sea. And that has occurred, and people have drowned in waist-deep water because they didn't count on the wave taking them off their feet and dragging them out to sea. Oh, friend of mine, trouble can come like a wave like that. And without God, we are without hope in this world. Friend of mine, I'm so glad that God will help us to believe. And the man was honest. He said, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." And he said, "Bring him to me. Bring him to me. Bring him to me." Praise God. And he cast the devil out of him, and the boy was delivered from demon possession. God helps us to believe him. Praise God. I like Matthew Henry's continuing comment. He said, "Lord, give me such assurance and satisfaction of my own safety as I can never attain but by thy special grace working such a faith in me." Hallelujah. Praise God. This is called the gift of faith. It's something God grants us when we ask Him for it, trust Him for it, look to Him for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. David cried unto God in prayer to help him into a place of trust where his troubled soul could find rest and comfort. He admitted openly his heart was overwhelmed with fear and distress. He cried out for help for someone he knew would hear his cry and come to his aid. Amen. There is a God today, our God, that responds to faith in his faithfulness. There's a God today who can be befriended and relied upon. There's a God today who loves his people and bends down and listens to their prayers. As Israel's testimony of old, who has a God like our God? And then of the people that saw their God come through for them in answer to their prayers, that heard their cry, that helped them. Who has a God like their God, so nigh them in all that they call upon him for? Hallelujah. What a reputation of a right relationship with God. God, a God who will help us to have faith in him when our hearts are overwhelmed, when the doubts come and the fears threaten. Satan would like you to believe that you must totally conquer fear on your own. And then only can you trust God for help. He's a liar. He's a distorter of truth and a deceiver. Cry out to God. Pour your heart out to Him. He loves you, and He will not fail you. Many of you know that I went through many years ago nervous exhaustion. After years of preaching the gospel, God was faithful. Even though my faith was so shaken, I discovered that God was so generous with His grace and mercy, far beyond any previous experience or understanding. Going through that, I felt I had failed God. I felt that my faith had failed. I was beginning to think somehow that God had failed me. That's where the devil wanted to spring his trap. No, God didn't fail me. Friend of mine, I'm going to tell you, I got under pressure. My heart became overwhelmed. And instead of trusting God, crying out for God to help me to trust Him with this burden that I was bearing, I stayed under the weight of it. And it weighed me down to the point of nervous exhaustion. It almost killed me. A surgeon who was a Christian who came and prayed for me, he put his hand on my breast, my heart. He said, your heart is like a fuse box that is overloaded, and so is your mind. And if something doesn't give, something in your body is going to give. And he prayed that I would come to a place of trust, that stress that had built over years and years of carrying the burden, instead of by faith giving it to God, instead of asking God to help me believe Him like David was, I felt disqualified from help because I felt my faith had failed. And even worse, if my faith had not failed, then God had failed me. And that's the trap, because then, even as a Christian, I'm without God and without hope in this sin-darkened world. Oh, friend of mine, I'm so thankful for the God who reached down to pull me out, to help me to climb up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I learned something about the faithfulness of my God and the faithfulness of Christ. And I learned something about the sufficiency of His grace, of His love. Amen. And I live my life today by leaning on the Lord. I use my strength to lean on the Lord. And I obtain His strength to stand in my life. Amen. And keep the faith, because I know I've got the favor of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Friend of mine, I want to encourage you this Christmas season. If you feel overwhelmed, if you feel depression because of the condition of the world, the situation in your family, what's going on in your life right now, the empty chair at the table, the child that is preceded you to heaven, the people in your life that are no longer there, maybe your physical condition, maybe your financial condition, maybe your emotional stress, are you overwhelmed? Let's talk to the Lord. And ask His help to believe Him. Hallelujah. I cried unto the Lord. He heard me, David said, and He delivered me from all of my fears. Praise God. So let's cry out to the Lord. Amen. He will hear you. I love that old song we used to sing so many years ago. Amen. He will hear your faintest cry, and He will answer by and by. He will hear your faintest cry, and He will answer by and by. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Hallelujah. It doesn't take some great prayer of faith, some all-night squalling and bawling. No, just cry out to the Lord. He's listening. Hallelujah. And the scripture tells us, call upon me. Don't let the devil get you so discouraged, so disillusioned with God and disappointed in God that you quit praying to God. Amen. Call upon me. Cry unto me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and thou shalt glorify me. Amen. I don't know about you, but when he comes through, when I cry to him and he helps me to believe him, to trust him, and I find myself feeling safe, I find myself feeling secure, I find myself with hope alive within me, a target for my faith to believe, the glad anticipation of future good cancels the immediate feeling of depression and discouragement. I have a spirit of expectancy because I have hope. And that spirit of expectancy triggers my faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things unseen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Friend of mine today, let God give you hope today. And let your faith be triggered in him that you can reach up by faith and find that there's a hand already reaching down to lift you out of that terrible pit, the horrible pit, amen, that David said he found himself in. He lifted me from the miry clay. I couldn't get myself out, but I didn't have to. He pulled me out. He put my feet on a rock and he established me and he gave me a song of praise for his deliverance. And the humble, and this is in the sense of the broken, the heartbroken, the broken in life, they shall hear what he's done for me. They will take courage and they will be glad. So be glad this Christmas season, because Jesus has come to give us hope in a sin-darkened world.